We'll open with prayer. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. We know what it's like to feel the weight of pressure, stress, the burden of responsibility, the burden of guilt. In all those situations, especially the last one, where can you go to find relief? Relief that lasts. It has to come from the Savior, who speaks to us very comforting words in our text today, the last three verses of Matthew 11. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. As a Christian, you're taught to view the cross and use the cross of Christ as the place to let go of the heavy burden, as we do in Christian worship together. Every time that we confess our many sins and our sinful condition, we then hear from God's representative, the pastor, announcing God's forgiveness to us in Christ. That's when we leave the burden with Jesus, letting it go. Every time that you take the Lord's Supper as directed, with penitent hearts, you leave your burden with Jesus and walk away with a great sense of relief, with renewed confidence that you and your Heavenly Father are on excellent terms, all because of His grace, all because of His Son. Jesus did mention a yoke that factors into your life, heavily, I might add. The rest from our burden of sin is never to become a license for you and me to do whatever we please. But rather, when the Lord takes the burden away, He puts something else in its place. It's the truth of our theme today, that the yoke of our rest and relief is also the yoke of His word. Take my yoke upon you, He says, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Let's be clear on the spelling. Yoke, Y-O-K-E. Not something in the frying pan for breakfast. In ancient times, it was a solid piece of wood that would connect something like an ox to a harness used by the farmer to keep the animal pulling the plow in line. That's quite a picture of your spiritual life. When God gave you your faith in Christ, He harnessed you, He harnessed me, to that yoke of His word that He uses constantly to steer us down the path that He would have us go. Now, Jesus did say that His yoke is easy, His burden is light. Let's unpack what that means. When the Bible tells you what to believe as the truth from God, including things that are very hard to understand, He also gives you the faith to believe all of it. It happens through the power of the Spirit, and that makes the yoke easy. When that same Bible tells you all that we are to do or to avoid as part of our Christian weakness or witness, God, through the same Spirit, gives you the power, strength, motivation of His love to live your life His way. That makes the burden light. Consider the opposite. What if we became detached, free from the yoke, independent of the Lord's control? Would we be free? It wouldn't take long for us to drift off course and find danger. The yoke of God's word is always a good thing. It has just enough weight to keep us from drifting, just enough weight to keep us on track. If we feel that the yoke is wearisome, difficult to carry, it's only because our sinful nature doesn't want to wear it. But even then, God is near with his help, his encouragement, including the promise of a final arrival. When the yoke of God's word brings you across the finish line with your faith intact, when you're ready to leave this sin-cursed world and embrace that life, when all the burdens now are gone and the yoke is no longer needed. Circling back to the question of freedom, let's ask it. As a Christian, a follower of Jesus, are you free or not free? Or is it both? It really is a yes and a no. Yes, I am free, thanks to the gospel. Free from the burden of my guilt, the fear of death, the punishment of hell, and the power of Satan. Christ has set me free from all those things, and he has done the same for you. At the same time, I am not free to sin at will, to serve myself, or to have any God become master in my life. I am bound to Christ by faith, and so are you. Let's shift the metaphor from an ancient yoke, plow, oxen, to a modern day picture of a train on the railroad tracks. You are the train. The train is not free to suddenly veer left or sail off the rails to the right. If it did, there'd be a horrible crash and the train would become scrap metal. The train is always bound to the tracks. Only then is it free to move forward and reach the destination. When Jesus reveals the God of grace to you, when he removes the burden of your guilt and replaces it with the light yoke of his word, you get to have the best relief there is, the only freedom that matters in the end, and the only track that brings you home. Praise be to him whose yoke of our rest continues to be the yoke of his word. Amen. We close our worship today with hymn 364. We'll sing stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 5. 1, 2, 3, and 5 of hymn 364.